It was about this time on the day of 9/11 that I was in Turkey on honeymoon. It was a hot day. We'd had enough of sitting outside in the sun, and it was time to go back to the apartment. Go back to the hotel room, perhaps. I can't remember which it was. I think it was a hotel room. I will never forget what happened next. My wife went to have a shower, and I threw myself down on the bed, and I don't remember what I did. It may have been that I looked at a newspaper. It may have been that I played around with my phone. The one thing I didn't do was turn on the television. That I can tell you. So I was skimpily clad, lying on the bed, when I heard voices on the veranda of the hotel room next door. I heard people talking in an animated way, and I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. So typical me, I got off the bed and I went to listen in. I went out onto the veranda, and immediately the people on the veranda started to talk to me. I think there might have been three of them. They said to me, "Go and watch the television." They, I think, asked me, "Are you watching the TV?" And I said, "No, I'm not a TV watcher." So they said, "Go and watch television." So without any more ado, I went and I turned on the television. For me, it's very unusual for somebody to tell me precisely what to do. And I cannot imagine for a minute that they, you know, took the trouble of saying why. And I certainly didn't take the trouble of asking them why. I just went and did it. And my mouth dropped. My eyes wouldn't believe what they were seeing. My brain sort of stopped working. In other words, I saw something that I couldn't believe. And I don't know if you've ever had the experience of coming back to your car, which you parked in a particular place, and finding it gone. And you can remember the sort of denial, the first reaction of denial. I can't have parked the car here. No, it can't be here. It must have parked it somewhere else. It can't be gone. Sure, if I parked it here, it would still be here. And in some ways, I compare the experience of disbelief, denial, on that, at that moment. Well, slowly that dropped away, but there was a huge shock awaiting me. And to this day, I believe that this is really what happened. As I was watching this drama unfold, which, you know, about which I was in disbelief, something came into the screen from the right and crashed into the second tower. And I'm convinced that I registered an open mouth without any words coming out. It was shocking beyond belief. And in fact, the sight of the plane was easy to remember as well, because it was so small. I don't remember the plane being big, but that's how it appeared on my television screen. I had probably been looking at this for 3 or 4 minutes, and I called out to my wife to just come, there's something on television you have to see. And I know that I didn't put any words around why or what was happening. And she did come. And we watched the television for, 6-7 hours. I'm guessing that we watched it until midnight. All the time, in a state of, I mean, okay, suspended animation is a cliche, but there was something very different. Something that was different for me in my mind than, let us say, when Princess Di died. My memory of when Princess Di died is very fuzzy. And it certainly doesn't, is nothing like as detailed. My memory of, what else? Various people dying. By the way, if you can hear it, we're under heavy rain, and all day I've been thinking, well, we're being drowned in tears today. Honeymoon is meant to be a terrifically new, fresh, vibrant, happy time. And I can't remember how vibrant and happy the next few days were, because they were entirely, it was impossible to think about anything else, really. And, you'd go to bed and turn on the television the following day, and, of course, there's continuous news, and you were getting, reactions around the world and stuff like that. But on the day of 9/11, I was on honeymoon in Turkey on a very hot afternoon. So where were you? What were you doing? I, being a curious, nosy person, would love to know where you were. Even a half a line comment would be lovely. I've just did a little live stream question to people over on Periscope, asking them where they were on 9/11, and most of the people were from America, so got some answers which were particularly interesting. So there it is. May they rest in peace, and may though their loved ones be able to live a fulfilled life, even if it is in the grip of immense sadness. Bye bye for now.